A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Samech Aleph, Shabbos 61a, pagination page 121. The Mishnah on the previous blat had told us that a person should not go out wearing one shoe only, unless he has a wound on one of his feet. In other words, having a wound on one of your feet could justify why you're only wearing one shoe. The Gemara on the top of our Amud debates whether the one shoe that you're wearing on the second line of the page, ba'osa sheyesh ba'maka, is on the foot that has the wound, and that's where you're wearing the shoe. Or on the fourth line of the Amud, ba'osa she'ein ba'maka, if you're wearing the shoe on the foot that does not have the wound. Where exactly is this shoe going? And you could do reasoning both ways. Either if it was a place where they went barefoot and you put the shoe on because you didn't want to hurt this foot any more than it's already in pain. Or, on the other hand, one foot is so wounded that you can't get the shoe on. And that's noticeable. It has a cast on it. And you're allowed to wear one shoe on the good foot. And that's the debate of the Gemara. The Gemara continues and launches into a discussion of how a person is supposed to get dressed when they're putting on their shoes. We're on the eighth line approximately. Dirav Huna is the beginning of the line. And then we start from De'omar. De Omar le Rav Yehuda le Rav Shamin bar Abba. Rav Yechanan said to Rav Shamin bar Abba, Hav li misanui, hand me my shoes. Yoiv le diyamin, and he only gave him his right shoe, anticipating that Rav Yechanan is going to put on his right shoe and tie it. And then I'll hand you your left shoe, right? I'm trying to help you. I give you what you need now, and I don't give you what you don't need right now. Amalei, and Rabbi Yechanan told him, Asisa maka, you're making as if I have a wound on my foot, and I'm only wearing one shoe. So what did he mean? So one approach is, he means that he's wearing it on the foot that has a wound, and you're making it look like I have a wound, and therefore I'm only wearing one shoe. The other approach is, I'm wearing it on the foot that's good because you're making it as if the other foot has a wound and I'm not wearing a shoe on it. So we tried to bring a proof from Rabbi Yechanan's comment, a nice little quip. He says, you made it as if I have a blemish. And we tried to prove which foot he understood the Mishnah, so that he's using a rabbinic expression, a Talmudic expression, and which expression was he using? Did he mean the foot that's getting the shoe or the foot that's not getting the shoe? Good. And that's what the Gemara says. It could be saying like this, you're making as if my left foot has a wound and therefore I'm not going to be putting a shoe on the left foot. You're just giving me the right shoe and that's it. Okay, good. And this all follows Rabbi Yechanan's rule. The Omer Rabbi Yechanan, because Rabbi Yechanan holds, Kitfilin kach min olim, the way you put on tefillin, that's the way you put on shoes. Mat tefillin bismol, just like tefillin, you put on the left hand, meaning a typical righty is putting it on his weaker hand, which is the left one. Obviously, a lefty whose left hand is stronger is Yad Keiha, the weaker hand. He's putting it on his right hand. But typically, Rabbi Yechanan said, that's the typical. Ma tefillin bismol, just like tefillin is on the left hand. Af min olim bismol, also shoes, you should begin with the left side. And therefore, when the assistant handed him the right shoe, and only the right shoe, Rabbi Yechanan said, what are you doing to me? You're making as if my other shoe can't go on. Okay. Meisve, beginning of the next line, I'll ask you a question. Kishuhu Noel, when a person puts on his shoes, Noel shall yamin ve'achakech, Noel shall smol, he should put on the right shoe and then he should put on the left shoe. Direct contradiction to Rabbi Yechanan's story and Rabbi Yechanan's statement. Rabbi Yechanan says you should do left first because it should be just like tefillin, do the weaker one. And we're being told that just as right typically has priority, in Chumash you'll see when they did something, did it on the right. So you're supposed to do right first. That's how the priority goes. So you have a Braisa saying put on the right shoe first, that those religious things that you find, let's say, in Parashat Tzav, right first, translate even to mundane activities. And Rabbi Yechanan is saying, no, the tefillin concept of tying on the left is what translates into mundane activities. So which one is it? Amar Rav Yosef, so the first reaction is, Rav Yosef says, Hashta detanya hachi, v'amar Rav Yechanan hachi, since we have a braisa one way that right goes first, and we have a statement from Rav Yechanan that left is priority by shoes, if you did like this, it's good. If you did like this, like it's good. You have a choice. Okay. Amalei Abaye. Abaye said, no way. This is not just like they're complimenting each other and either way I could justify my position and it's a mundane thing as opposed to a religious thing and it's no big deal. You could do like Rabbi Yechanan, you could do like the Braisa and everything's good. Dilma Rabbi Yechanan masnisen lo ava shemiyalei. Maybe Rabbi Yechanan never heard of this braisa. And if he had heard of the braisa that right should be given priority, he would have backed off and he wouldn't have made a distinction by shoes. Or maybe the other way around. He knew about the braisa, about giving right priority even by shoes. And he holds no, tefillin holds sway by shoes that get tied, because it's more like tefillin. In other words, Abaye is saying, I'm not sure whether we should go like Rabbi Yechanan because he knew of the Braisa and maintained his position anyway, or Rabbi Yechanan, who's later, didn't hear of the Braisa, and had he heard of the Braisa, it's just a mistaken scholarship. Had he heard of it, he never would have gone on record to contradict a Braisa. Maybe he heard of it and contradicted it because he had other information, like others who argue on the Braisa, or maybe he would have agreed. But either way, Abaye doesn't like the idea of picking and choosing, that either way has a justification. Om Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, finally we get to the way we approach it. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, Yirei Shamayim, a person who fears heaven, Yotzi Yidei Shneim, should do it like both of them. Umanu, Mar Berei Deravino. Mar Berei Deravino is an example of a Yirei Shamayim that does both. And this is something worthy of emulating. Heichi Ovid, what would he do? Sayim de yamine velokata. He would put on his right shoe and he wouldn't tie. Like this, he follows the braisa. Vesayim de smole, then he would put on the left shoe, fine. Vekata, and he would purposely tie the left one first to fulfill Rabbi Yechanan. Vahadakata de yamine, and then he would tie the right one. And in this way, and this could be what Rabbi Yechanan meant to begin with, because it's not clear when he got upset with the assistant. Did he get upset the minute they handed him the right one? It could be not. Maybe he holds like the Braisa. I'm supposed to put on the right one first. But when the assistant didn't hand in the left one, I was waiting for him to tie the first one, that's when Rabbi Yechanan said, like, what's going on? Why aren't you handing me the next one? Because the Braisa is telling you, put on the right one first. But Rabbi Yechanan is saying, but tie the left one first, and you could fulfill both. Jumping over to Tosfos, Tosfos says, second Tosfos, out of commentary, v'sayim in bold. Tosfos says, davka le'inyan kshira, it's only because of tying, because chashivus de tefillin hu b'kshira, because tefillin is the classic, the quintessential tying, and it's done on the weaker side, so you would do that. But otherwise, you would do the right first, even by shoes. And you put in the right sleeve first, for example. You put on the right shoe first. And by min olim she'ein bahem kshira, if you have shoes that don't have tying, so then you just do the right first. And that's the way you do it. Likewise, by lefties, the halacha Mishneh Berurah writes, is that there is no reason to deviate from the typical right going first, because they don't tie the tefillin on the left hand, they tie it on their right side. And therefore we just leave it the way it is. Right gets priority, and that would be true for tying as well. Ultimately, great trivia question, was Rabbi Yochanan a righty or a lefty? And you see from this Gemara that he was a righty, and that's why he expected to put on his left shoe before he tied his right shoe. Yeshakoach, have a great day.